All right. Our bankruptcy session is presented by three attorneys from Jackson Walker's Bankruptcy, Restructuring, and Recovery Group. We have Bo Butler, Victoria, I can't do it. Thank you. And Maha Gaius.
You did it.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We're really happy to be here. Thanks for inviting us. As we're all associates at Jackson Walker's Houston and Austin offices. We work in the commercial sphere, doing primarily bankruptcy and some litigation and creditor, debtor, or borrower, guarantor related litigation. I've been practicing for 7 years, mainly in Houston and sometimes in Austin and Dallas. I started out representing bank creditors in smaller Chapter 11 cases, and I still do that now. But also a large portion of my work is complex Chapter 11 debtor work. And despite being trained as a litigator, I end up writing a lot of loan modifications and doing workout negotiations. So basically anytime things go from bad to worse, that's when people call me. Bo's practice is, he's in our office, Austin office, but his practice is very nationwide. He does a lot of creditor representation, especially landlords in all over the country, actually. We have a case in Seattle or in Tacoma right now. And he's often representing senior lenders or landlords who are both major players in those types of cases. And he works with me on our debtor cases as well. Maha is in our Houston office, and she's got tons of experience on both sides as well, doing a lot of landlord and mortgagee representation, especially in single asset real estate cases. She's also got a creditor community experience, and sadly, she's going to leave us pretty soon to go work for the 15th Court of Appeals, which every time I say it, it sounds kind of fake, but it's the new Court of Appeals that the Texas Judiciary has just instituted, and Maha's going to kick off our presentation today.
Great. Thank you, Vic, for that introduction. So, like Vic said, we love it when things go from bad to worse. That is a bankruptcy lawyer. So we wanted to kind of start off and give an overview of kind of the state of where bankruptcy cases stand right now, the kinds of filings that we've seen. Bankruptcy is a very attractive option for debtors, and there's been a lot of distress across a lot of industries, especially following the pandemic. So corporate filings are up year after year. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have asked if you could hear me. I can hear myself now, too. Wow. Okay. Sorry about that, y'all. So we're going to kind of start with the trends that we're seeing in the bankruptcy sphere right now, and specifically the kinds of cases that we saw filed in the last year. The majority of cases really were centered around consumer discretionary companies that had, you know, experienced a lot of changes following COVID. We also saw a lot of cases filed in the industrial sector. This year, we are seeing a large number of real estate filings, not so much in the residential consumer mortgage space, but more so in the commercial lending space. And as you can see, that is also a byproduct of the pandemic. Office retail or office commercial spaces are at low occupancy rates, and they are in the most distress.
So one of the things that we have to observe and talk to our clients about is the life cycle of a bankruptcy case. It's pretty critical to know what's happening, whether you're the debtor, the creditor, secured lender. It's important to know which of these stages you're at and what your options are. So a lot of times we'll find our colleagues in the real estate section with clients who are looking to purchase certain assets, and there's been murmurs of a bankruptcy or, you know, some sort of distress. And so it's not uncommon for us to get the reach out. There are certain periodicals that we have access to that, keep us up to date on those things. And so that's how we get tipped off most of the time. This is also when potential transfer liability is going to accrue. So that could either be preferential transfers or fraudulent transfers. So something to keep in mind. And that all leads up to the petition date, which is a critical date in our world. Everything kind of revolves around this date. It's what dictates what a creditor's claim is going to be, whether it's a pre-petition claim or a post-petition claim. Both of those things we'll talk about come with different values, different priorities, different treatments. So once the bankruptcy case begins, that's when the automatic stay will go into place, and we'll talk about that in a slide. But this is the main, I like to think of it as the main section of the case. It's when the debtor is going to have to make decisions about what it's going to do, how it's going to reorganize or liquidate for that matter.